Doing okay this morning. It's great to be in God's presence, isn't it? Victoria agrees. It's just always good. There's something significant about being in God's presence together. And I suppose above anything else this morning, my prayer is, my heart is that we hear from God and that we are obedient to the things that He's speaking into our lives. I don't know about you, but there's lots of things in my life that are routines that just kind of go on and roll around and come around. And if I'm not careful, I'm in a danger of missing some of the important things that God is saying, and sometimes perhaps some of the other things that need to happen or should happen in my life. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss out on any of those things. Have you noticed that that life is relatively pretty short? And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss out on anything that God has got for me and has got for us. And I just got a sense this morning that God wants to speak to us, perhaps just one of the phrases that our American friends use is love on us, which sounds like a kind of a weird phrase, but I just get the sense this morning that God wants to love on us. He just wants to allow His love to come upon us, to be within us. It changes us, we know that. But actually, there is something that happens that is much deeper than just a surface thing, that something takes place and changes our lives. And I'm pausing a little bit. I've got some things that I think I'm going to say, but I just don't want us to miss out on what God is saying. Perhaps we just close our eyes for a moment and just pause in God's presence this morning. Oh God, we treasure Your presence. We realize that in our culture, we're not very good at pausing and stopping. We treasure Your presence in our lives. Help us to cultivate an intimacy with You. As You love on us today. With our eyes closed for a moment, just two or three things that I believe God wants to do with us this morning. Just get a sense that there's a number of us here this morning who are carrying something which feels very much like a burden. The Bible talks about carrying burdens, and it's almost like you can feel the weight of it on your shoulders. That's an image of carrying burdens sometimes, but actually it's almost a physical outworking of it as well. And I just get the sense, and as we paused in God's presence there for a moment, that there are people here this morning who Jesus is saying, cast your burdens onto Me. Why? Because I care for you. There's something that God wants to do this morning in terms of lifting some unhealthy, unhelpful burdens from our shoulders. And I guess if that's you, you know it straight away. I wonder if you could just stand up, and we're just going to pray, keep our eyes closed. I know there's people here this morning. It's just like you feel like there's a weight. Perhaps it's a pressure of a circumstance. Perhaps it's something that is weighing down in your mind. I don't need to describe exactly what it is. You know what it is. Let's just stand for a moment. I just want to pray for you. And we'll pray together, in fact. And there's two things that happen. Sometimes God removes burdens if they are unhealthy and unhelpful, and He takes them off, and sometimes He just gives us strength to be able to carry them. And this morning, that there may be either of those for you, but we're going to pray now and invite God to have His way. We just reach out to Him for a moment. I believe that there is faith here this morning, that as we wait in God's presence, that we can believe for some things to change, for some things to happen, for some things to be lifted in our lives. And there's some people here this morning, you're a guest, you're not normally with us, then please feel totally free to join into this. As I don't believe actually anyone in this room is here this morning by chance, that we're here because it's part of God's plan and his purposes for our lives. You may think that you rolled out of bed and headed down here, but God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. No one is here by accident today. Father, as we stand before you right now, we lift our hands, we reach out to you, we play our part in casting these burdens off ourselves. Just almost lift them off our shoulders now. And for some of us, we can do that. For some of us, it feels like they're too great. And Lord, we pray that you would help us right now. Lift heavy burdens from our shoulders. Lift the weight of circumstances, the issues, the challenges that we face. For some of us, sickness. For some of us, fear. For some of us, challenging work situations. For some of us, challenging relationship situations. We just sung, God is able. And Lord, we believe that is true. So we come to you, the God who is able, and ask that you would lift these burdens in Jesus' name. Lift the weight and replace it with the weight of your presence, God, today. And we receive a gift of faith, Lord. Those who are standing this morning, just receive a gift of faith as God loves on you. As you receive his love, also receive a gift of faith to believe that right now there are changes taking place, because the God who we've worshipped is the God who saves us, heals us, restores us. God can do anything, you know. As Janet says, far greater than all we could ever dream or imagine. And Lord, we just pray that you bring your peace and your rest this morning. In Jesus' name, by your Holy Spirit. Flood this place, come this place, Lord. We thank you that your presence is here. Lord, as we stand, there are some of the things that we've stood for this morning that require a breakthrough, that require your intervention in our lives. And Father, we agree as the people of God this morning. That's who we are. We agree as the people of God for breakthrough in those situations. So if you're here this morning, you need a breakthrough. Receive a breakthrough in Jesus' name. In the situation that you're thinking of, that seems impossible. Receive, believe for a breakthrough. God, we thank you this morning for breakthrough. We don't just pray for it, God. We thank you. We welcome it this morning. We thank you for breakthrough this morning. For relational breakthrough. Where there's hurt and there's pain, breakthrough. Where there are challenging issues in our family circumstances, Lord, we pray for breakthrough. Where there are financial difficulties this morning, Father, we pray for financial breakthrough. Lord, would you release the resources of heaven among us today? Would you release the resources of heaven, God? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you that you're doing it, God. Thank you, God. Come, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We receive all that you have for us. Amen. Just with our eyes closed, if you're part of Ashwood Church, we've just been involved in 21 days of prayer, and kind of expect that during 21 days of prayer that things are going to become easier to pray. Somehow it's going to be easier as we pray more, and I think often that is the case. But I just got a sense that actually, for some of us, as we've prayed, there's been a real battle, and it's been almost more difficult to pray, and you can't necessarily put your finger on exactly how that's been or why that's been. But one of the things that Jared said on Friday night is he said there's going to come a time when it's going to be easier to pray than not to pray. And just as we were stood then, I just sensed that actually God's ready to unlock that to us. So with our eyes closed, this is just a moment between all of us and God. I just wonder if maybe in these 21 days you would say it became more difficult to pray, or you found it challenging to pray, and you were trying to pray and it was like treacle, it was like walking and it was difficult. I wonder if you just identify with that, and there may be all kinds of reasons, but I believe actually a lot of it is spiritual. Just wonder if you want to stand up for a moment. We'll just join together. And this is nothing to do with maturity or anything like that. It's just that there is a sense that actually it was more of a challenge. And you may love praying, you're used to praying, you've been praying for years, but somehow there was a sense that actually it was a challenge. And this is one of those times where I have a feeling that we'll look back and we'll realize what God was doing at the time. And perhaps he was strengthening us. Perhaps he was causing us to press deeper into him. I don't know. But I just believe that this word, that it's going to become easier to pray than not to pray. God is unlocking in our lives. So why don't we just respond to that and just... If you want to raise your hands, if you want to, I don't know, kneel or stand before God for a moment. The first thing we do is just check that our hearts are right before God, and there is nothing that's causing us to create any blockages in that respect. And once we've done that and that's the case, then we just reach out to him and just, I just believe this is something that God does. So All we can do is to play our part, is to welcome it, is to receive it, and oh God. So Holy Spirit, would you come now and stir something within us? Father, 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 if there are things that we need to do, then we want to respond to it, but if there's nothing that we need to respond to, Lord, then we just want to acknowledge before you that we're here this morning and we're ready to press in and to push in prayer in our lives. Lord, we dare to believe that this word that Jared spoke is a word from you, and that you're going to unlock something across Ashwood Church. For a spiritual anointing to break through, to push through, to go beyond. In Jesus' name. And I guess there's a good number of us this morning who say, well, if there's an opportunity to step into something where it becomes easier to pray than not to pray, then we'd say, I would like to step into that. If that's you, why don't you just quickly stand up? There's no pressure to stand up. But if that's you this morning, you're saying, well, actually, if that's available, if that's an option that I can, if I can click on that option this morning, then that's what I would like to do. There's no pressure. You don't have to feel obliged to do anything. But I actually, my spiritual ears picked up when Jared said these words, because I believe that actually we're moving into a season where we're going to break through something, and we're going to see something that we've not seen before, and actually it's going to become easier to pray than not to pray. I don't know about you, but I'll have that. And if you're saying that this morning, why don't you just speak out for a moment? Just speak out, just quietly, just speak out. Just if you want to speak in tongues, the heavenly language that God gives us, then do that. If you want to speak in English, then do that. But just speak out for a moment. Just say, God, I'm in for this. I hear what you're saying. I'm responding to you this morning. If this is available, if this is something you're saying, then I want it. I'll have it. There's some people, you know, that part of your calling, your anointing is to pray. And you need to be definitely, this is for you. This is for you. We're all called to pray. Of course, we all pray. If we're following Jesus, it's a key part of our life. But for some of us, you know that actually God has prophesied and spoken things into your life. It's almost like there's an acceleration here. There's an opportunity to, if you ever walk through airports, you can either walk along the side or you can get on these walkways. And if you walk on those, you get there twice as quick. Well, there's a spiritual opportunity for a holy prayer communication walkway this morning. Jump on. Jump on. Just pause for one moment just so that you can jump on if you want to. There are young people in this room this morning. You're learning what it means to pray. And God says to you this morning, you can jump on. And please do.
Jared also said that we sometimes have a bit of a problem with the word prayer because we think we should be speaking out. I don't know, I'm adding a bit here. Speaking out, doing this, doing that, doing that. But he said, no, think about communing with God, being with God, communicating with God. And actually don't put aside what you think prayer might be. And I think a number of people here have disqualified themselves because they think they're not like somebody else who prays. And actually, this is about each one of us going, I can commune with God a little bit more. I can press in a bit more to the heart of God and discover what he's got. And
yeah, that's right. So if you're one of the young people that God was just talking to, don't miss out jumping in. And this is where we engage with faith. As we're stood, and if you're not stood and you think you should do, you can just join in at any time. This is where faith kicks in. I just want you, those of us who are standing and some of us who are sitting as well, just want you to imagine, just see what it looks like to see a you where it's easier to pray than it's not to pray. Because that's what God's putting in front of you. You know, I think sometimes, like Janet says, we have some spiritual words like faith, which sounds really spiritual. And actually, an easier way of looking at it is sometimes what we can see in our imagination. And so just imagine yourself, just see the you that finds it easier, or that it is easier to pray than not to pray. And that's God unlocking faith in our lives. Well, rise up, people of God. Rise up and receive what God has this morning for you. Of course, we all have a part. We always have a part to play in these choices that we make. And our choices are very important and very powerful. But this isn't so much about choosing to drum in something. This is God with an opportunity to say, we're going to find it easier to pray than not to pray. And that may mean some shifts in our thinking, because, of course, it won't be possible for us every day to be in a prayer meeting. Many of us have got lots of things to do, but we're going to find what it means. Paul talks about praying continually. Well, how does that work? Well, the Holy Spirit's stirring something in us. And it happens. And you know, for us to be the people of God that he's calling us to be, we need to step into this. It's part of our future. It's part of our destiny. So God, as we reach out to you, pray for a supernatural download of faith in our lives. There's a number of us who are standing, have responded, Lord. But for the rest of us as well in this room, Lord, I pray that you would at the end of 21 days of prayer that you would do something in our lives that only you could do, which means that it's now easier to pray than not to pray. That there's a new ease, there's a new awareness of what you're saying, there's a new spiritual level, a new spiritual intensity in our lives. That means we step into your plans and purposes for us. We thank you, God, that this is something that you are doing. We thank you, God. Just receive it now. Just believe it. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Lily, believe it. Jono, Amy, believe it this morning. It's true. Wow. Wow. Thank you, God. Rise up, people of God. Rise up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing with us. Yes, good.
While we were praying, I had a picture, and the picture was of the disciples walking through Galilee with Jesus. And as they walked with him as a companion, they would look to him at many, many times during those days to see what he wanted them to do and what he was guiding them to do. And when Jesus left his disciples and went to the cross, he said to them, I won't leave you without a comforter, without a supporter. He said, the Holy Spirit will give you what you need. And I see it as another way of putting all that matters said in a slightly different picture, is to say your life is a walk through 21st century England as a disciple. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to make the first century in Palestine real as the 21st century here in Nottinghamshire. And it can be a helpful picture to some to see it in that rather more informal, personal way. The Lord has given us his Spirit that we might know what he wants.
Yeah, that's good, John. Thank you. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm learning to listen carefully to what God is saying. And I had a sneaky feeling yesterday when I was just finishing all the preparation for the things I wanted to say this morning that I wouldn't need to do it, which was a shame because it was quite a few hours there. But never mind. But Corian, could you just come and just tell everyone the thing you said at the start? And the last thing that we'll pray for, the two things we'll do. Any of you who are sat thinking, is Matt still going to preach for 30 minutes? Then don't worry. You can all come for lunch and we'll talk about it there. Can we all come to yours for lunch, Corinne?
No.
Okay. Okay. There's two last things we'll do. Corinne, we'll pray in a moment. I think that one of the things that God is going to do, he wants to do in us and for us, is in the whole area of fruitfulness. I could have laid out a big table of fruit here this morning, kind of, because I just feel that one of the things that God has got that he's going to bring out of our lives, it's one of the things that I think is a product of, well, it's probably 21 years of prayer, not 21 days of prayer. And there's things in our lives that God is going to bring fruit from. And we'll pray for that in a moment. And I'd also like us to listen. Can we get that? Have we got that clip? Does that work as well? So we'll just have that ready in a moment. But you were talking about fruitfulness on the way in, so I just think that really fits well.
It comes from me listening, being an avid Radio 4 listener, which was why I happened to hear the Sunday morning service today, which came from the prison of Longlaughton. Is anybody else hear this program? No. Thought I might be the only one. It's a prison for people who've committed really serious crimes and are consequently enduring really long sentences. But the men who spoke, who told us their stories, had found forgiveness and freedom and restoration through coming to faith in Jesus. And there was something that was really sparked by something that a particular man said. He told his story, the things he'd done, the horrific life he'd led, and how remorseful he was. But now he had found freedom and a hope for the future for himself. And he was talking to one of his Christian helpers. This prison obviously has a lot of Christian volunteers who go in and work with the prisoners. And this prisoner had said how concerned he was to his helper about the rest of his prison comrades who wouldn't know the freedom and the peace that he'd known because they would never come anywhere near the Christian activities that the prison held. And this was the thing that the helper said. He said, "You may be the only Bible these men will ever read, but they are reading you every day." And it was right. Just like one of those light bulb moments right. For me. It was like when Matt said this morning, the teacher said, Matt, I'm talking to you. It was as if God said, Corinne, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And this was something that I know, of course I know, people watch my life. But it just suddenly seemed to be lit up. And it's it really connected really well with the series that some of us will have started and some of us will be starting, Fruitfulness on Our Front Line. And we're learning that our front line is all those hours and hours in the week when we're not here, yeah. When we're not in a prayer meeting, yeah. When we're not having a meal with our Christian friends, yeah. When we're with people who are not yet Christians and they are reading the Bible through our lives. What are they reading? Are they reading the fruits of the Holy Spirit? There's so much more that we're going to discover, but that really excited me. And also the song that the prisoners finished with, it's a song that we've gone past it. In fact, quite a lot of the worship were things that we've sung and somehow lost sight of. And it was good to be reminded of it today. But they sang, I don't know if I can remember all the words, I am a new creation, no more in condemnation. And that was so significant for them. A joy that knows no limit, a lightness in my spirit. Here in the grace of God I stand. And it just reminded me that however we come to Jesus, whether we've come through tremendous trauma like they had or a realization of who Jesus is and who we are, that's where we're all here this morning, isn't it? We're standing in the grace of God as we've just experienced so powerfully. That's just great.
Brilliant. Thanks, Corinne. That's great. And just hold that thought for a moment, because I think that fits really well. What I wanted us to do, those of you who are here on Friday evening, Jared spoke, some of his words were declaring things that God was speaking to us as Ashwood Church. And I felt this morning that actually I wanted to just remind us and for us to take hold of some of those things that God was speaking to us at the time. Some of them are things that we will weigh up and we'll look at and pray into. But let's just listen to this, then we'll pray and finish.
And I sense over the church that meets in this place, there is a prophetic warring in worship in this house. And there's a level of song and dance and proclamation that is going to affect atmospheres. Don't ever try to become something you're not. There is a unique anointing on this house to do with creativity and worship and the prophetic and warring. Let prayer be ignited by worship in this place. There's going to be meeting after meeting in the months to come when you give up on the word at times and you just worship, because people are taken up with their lamps in heaven and the place is being flooded with light. And some of you will say, hey, we've missed the word. But listen, there are moments when a download from heaven takes place in prophetic worship that cannot happen in the word. I say, God, stir the waters in this house. Stir the waters in this house. He's given you worship as your tool to stir the miraculous. Stir it out of worship. Stir it out of worship. Will come miracle after miracle after miracle. Fall in love with him. Don't get your gaze on anywhere else. Get your gaze on Jesus. And the miraculous will break out again and again and again in wave after wave after wave. And I see an explosion of missions around the world coming out of this house. I see the worship turning into training and the training turning into sending. And I see church after church after church being planted off the back of what begins as a worship atmosphere becomes a training atmosphere. Heavenly Father, I don't know enough about this church to know whether it's happening or it's going to happen. I don't care. I'll just say it. Father God, let this place explode across the earth. Let them have confidence in the unique calling on this house. Let it be proclaimed clearer. Let it be proclaimed with greater dignity, with greater self-assurance in God that there is an anointing on this house that nations need. There'll be a release of creativity that nations need. Father, send your angels to stir the waters, stir the waters, stir the waters of destiny in this place. Nations, 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 nations. And there'll come moments even when dignitaries walk into your presence. And at times you're going to wonder, have we got to tone it down? And you may tone down what you do, but you're going to find that God dials up what he does. And you're going to find dignitaries overwhelmed by the presence of God when they gather with you. Men of influence who will find their authority is laid down before the King of Kings in your presence. Father, let this be like Obed-Edom's house, a place where the presence dwells and favor upon favor upon favor. And even there's some false thinking.
There's all kinds of things there, but I wanted us to just catch the spirit and the heart of what Jared was saying as we finish our meeting this morning. The sense that God's presence is so key and important to who we are. And I hear the words that Jared speaks, and I just get the sense that there is fruitfulness that is coming that we've prayed for, that we're going to see. And there's some guidelines and the things that will help us in there in terms of worship and where our focus might be. And of course, if you've read Jared's book, he's not saying that the Bible is not important. He's not saying that, so don't hear something that he's not saying. But he's just saying that there's times when we're caught up in an atmosphere of worship, in an atmosphere of praise, in God's presence, that actually shapes and changes some of the things that we are and some of the things that we do. So why don't we stand together as we finish? There were other plans and the things we have, but there we'll save all those for another time. Really believe strongly that if you're here this morning and you're not normally here, that actually God has brought you here for a purpose. So that includes you, sir. Nice to have you with us, both of you. God bless you. Just get the sense that actually God is shifting some things in your life, that it's time for a change. There is time for God's opening some new different doors. You've been in a season that has been I'm just saying what I feel God is saying. You've been in a season that's been good and it's been healthy, but it's time to change. It's time to, perhaps there's a new sense of direction. It might not happen straight away, but God is changing things. He's shifting things. He's moving things. He's actually realigning some things as well that you knew were important in the past. And as you look at what you value and the things that are important to you now, those things are going to shape where God takes you next. So that's for both of you, I believe. So we can talk about it later. But one of the things, the other thing that happened on Friday evening, as Jared walked around, he talked of a number of people who were healed of things. As he was praying for people, there was pain that was disappearing. If one of those people was you, then please do give us your story so that we can encourage one another. How's your knee today? It's better, is it? Or a little bit? Okay, good. Well, that's good. A lot better or a bit better? Yeah, don't do yourself any harm. Oh, is that the dodgy one? Is not the one you're lifting up?
No, that's the dodgy one.
Yeah, okay, all right. I thought you were holding it. Okay, right. He was hopping. Okay, I understand now. Yeah. Sorry, we're just having a conversation here about a dodgy knee.
Ex-dodgy knee,
yeah.
Well, remember that time I could kneel down to turn the knee up?
Yeah. You can kneel down now. Very good, excellent. And you didn't used to be able to do cartwheels either. So if one of those is a story of healing in your life, and we had loads of guests in on Friday evening, there was a lot of people here, but if that is a story, then please do feed it back, because we want to encourage one another. And why not? If you're here this morning and you have pain somewhere in your body, you have some physical need, then it'd be a shame to go home without, in this presence of God, allowing God to touch our bodies and our physically, wouldn't it? Well, rise up, people of God. Let's raise our hands one more time. God, we're so grateful for your presence in our lives. Forgive us for the times when we rush on or move on too quickly. Lord, as we read the Bible and we see the stories of the ways that your people responded to your presence in the Old Testament, story of Moses, and the people of God, we see how powerful it was. And then we find ourselves in the place where Jesus, as the intermediary, means that we can step into your presence. It used to be just Moses, it used to be just one man, now it's every man and every woman in the presence of God. Through Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. And today, as we stand, the people of God, some of us, our shoulders are now pushed back a little bit, burdens lifted, hearts restored a little. A knee that didn't bend that bends much more easily now. Other conditions that required some touch from you that are changed and transformed. Some people who couldn't sleep as well are now sleeping better, because our lives are changed and transformed in the presence of God. And God, we agree that we're stepping into the fruitfulness that you have for us. And Lord, we take hold of the words that you spoke to us through Jared, and there's a lot there to unpack, but we say that we will not step back or hold back on anything that you've got for us. That we will be a worshipping people. That we'll be a people who carry your presence, who know your presence in a greater way. Who are people who break through into the supernatural things of God. As we allow you to speak to us, to change us, to make us more like you. So that the world may see that Jesus Christ is Lord. All glory to God the Father. Amen. Well, God bless you. Let's continue to dwell and rest in his presence. Wednesday evening, touching heaven. Feels like a good thing to be involved in. I encourage you to come and get stuck in if you've never been to Touching Heaven before. 7:30. Basically, I summarize it, it's the people of God in the presence of God. Sometimes people say to me, I was too busy, I was too ill, I was too... Well, can I encourage you that the other way of looking at it is the best place to be is in God's presence. Let's encourage one another. God bless you. If you'd like someone to pray for you something specific this morning, and we'll still do that before you go. If you're a guest here with us, please grab hold of someone before you go, and we'd love to chat with you. Have a fantastic week. God, we just pray your blessing upon one another in Jesus' name. Amen.